This is Dave Simeone, and welcome to the Mix Zone. I'm the president of Soccer Development Strategies, a career-long soccer coach, coaching director, and educator. The Mix Zone is where we'll examine and take on current issues, dissect breaking news and trends related to soccer and other sports on the youth, college, and professional levels. You can be sure there won't be a shortage of opinion in any one of our segments here in the Mix Zone. There's plenty of news coming out of intercollegiate athletics and the NCAA, particularly this week. It all centers around postponement or adjustments, modifications in the startup of fall sports, their championships, but really nobody is talking about how we got to this point, what got us here, who's been instrumental in this firestorm and its development. It didn't just happen in the recent past. Right now, most of the conversations and the discussions behind closed doors being had by the Power Five. And most of it, although football and its startup for the fall is at the center of it, the real conversation is about revenue and it's about money. On the heels of players in the Pac-12 and in the Big Ten creating lists of demands for administration in the NCAA. The ADs and the presidents of these institutions are obliging these conversations. And let's face it, the missed revenue of March Madness hasn't helped the anxiety. Obviously, without a startup of intercollegiate football, there's going to be more missed revenue. It's all about the money. If this were a decision predicated on the safety of the players, the staff, everyone involved intimately in that sport environment, fans in the stands, if this was just a decision predicated on safety, the decision is really, really easy, but it's not. It's about revenue. And it's about the revenue that institutions, not only athletic departments, but institutions, they cannot make this kind of money anywhere else. And they have monetized intercollegiate sport to the point now where the considerations of safety or logistics, sensibility, are not in the forefront of their thoughts. It's revenue. They can say what they want to. The athletes have a part to play in this. The development of demands, questioning coaches' salaries, the net profit of athletics, where they fit into all this, asking for guaranteed compensation, and this is over and above what they're currently awarded in athletic scholarship or academic scholarship. Throw in the cost of attendance that over the past several years, athletes have been awarded as just walking around pocket change. Facts are money makes the world go round. And if coaches were not compensated, if athletic departments and institutions were not building and maintaining palatial facilities that players enjoy the benefits of, in addition to programming academically or athletically, how would we fund all that? How would the institutions fund all that without monetizing athletics? And that's in addition to the history of the big athletic donor. It's not only the fan that's contributing a couple hundred dollars to their alma mater, but the big donors who are writing mega checks. I would be interested in talking with some of them to learn more about how they see student athletes and their current set of demands. I'm not sure that everybody is impressed by this. I think the athletes are beginning to be viewed as unappreciative and perhaps deservedly so. I was under the impression, as many, that we continue to say that the education and experience of these 4 years and the transition into the rest of their lives, whether they go to the NFL, the NBA, I thought there were other values associated with this in an educational environment. Apparently, that's changed. Athletes do make a contribution. They're an important part. They're also beneficiaries. They're the engines that set up the relationship with fans. They put butts in the seat. They do create a conduit and an interest for TV contracts. And when you talk about the fans and the supporters, they're also adding in additional revenue because they're running up their credit card balances, buying scarves, ball caps, or tailgating. Yes, the athletes are the personas. But if it's business we're doing and not the things that we say that are important, then the formula needs to change drastically for everyone. For the Power Five, part of what's going on behind closed doors are the conversations about self-governance, which is a joke. All of the athletic directors, the presidents of the universities, are all individuals who are currently in committees within the NCAA. They are in positions of leadership. I use that term really loosely. They, in sitting in these positions and assuming these roles and providing input, they are evidence and reasons why the NCAA is functioning in the manner it is today, an institution that is rife with bureaucratic natures. Right now, it's an institutional flop, lacks leadership. It has been behind the eight ball every step of the way in the current events, and it makes you wonder why. What we are seeing in the environment today, all of the animus between institutions, athletic departments, the student athletes, this is a consequence of where the administrators and the NCAA have gotten us to by virtue of their choices that they have made to monetize and professionalize intercollegiate sport. It is rife with a lack of insight. It is rife with a lack of leadership. They turn the reins over to the student athletes, and the athletes keep pushing them further and further and further based on their demands. And the administrators have no answer. In athletic administration, athletic directors, there's not a former coach among them. Plenty of lawyers, plenty of fundraisers, smart people in their own right, never dealt with an athlete, ever. And it shows. The presidents are only in the middle of it for one reason, money. They are lifetime administrators. A few of them have been in the classroom in higher education. And I'm amazed that when these kids, as student athletes, snap their fingers, they get them to jump high. The NCAA and college athletics has been transformed into a business. It has altered any of the values that previously we've associated with athletics. Collectively, the administrators in any kind of a future structure, those administrators, presidents, and athletic directors who are in the current infrastructure and governance structure should be left nowhere near any future plans. They have proven a lack of capacity to function smartly, intelligently, expertly in intercollegiate athletics. They need to examine structures where they take in the Power 65, not only athletic departments as they are now organizing them outside of the university into LLCs, they need to take intercollegiate sport and move it totally outside of the university. Award student athletes scholarship money only that is used for their education, and any of the cost of attendance, any of the associated suggestions that they're making about guaranteed compensation, let's see if the NFL wants to kick in on some of it. Let's see if the NBA wants to kick in on any of it, because that, at the end of the day, is what has gotten everybody into a tight spot. The shift in values and the trade-off for business. It's an insurance policy for failure if we duplicate what we've done in the past. The existing state of affairs gives us no confidence that these people will do any better in the future. But if things are going to change, then we can't go back in order to move forward. This is Dave Simeone, and you've been in the Mix Zone.